Hello, I'm Tristan Lethierry. I'm here with Cam, Navitha, Maria, and Anthony. And for today's podcast, we will be discussing the merits of driving compared to taking the subway. Personally, I enjoy driving much more. I like having my personal space. I like being able to go from point A to point B at my own leisure. And I like being in control of my transportation as opposed to relying on someone else. Cam, what do you have to say on the matter?
Thank you, Tristan. Yeah, I agree with you. I also like having my personal space, going from point A to point B, like you said, and getting places faster. As we saw in our project that we did when we did car versus TTC, which one's faster, and the car did twice out of three times beat the TTC.
Navitha, what do you have to say about
that? I would say yes, by car is faster, but when it's a place where like it takes 5 minutes or 10 minutes to go to, I just take the bus instead of driving.
Do you find it better to take the bus? Would you ever choose to take the bus over driving for any particular reason?
Like, I work close, right? Like 10 minutes away from home, so I'd rather just bus it. And I have siblings where I share the car, so I could never get the car.
Maria?
So I agree with Cam and Tristan. I think the car is definitely more comfortable and I like to have my own space. However, even though I do drive a lot, I bus to school because I don't like the traffic around the school and I don't like paying for parking. I think it can add up. It's just a little bit more efficient when I park my car at the bus stop and then I bus to school. In terms of if the car or the subway or bus is faster, I think it depends on the time. I definitely won't want to drive during rush hour just because I've been on the highway when it's rush hour and traffic could be really bad. I think the subway could definitely be better in that case.
Anthony, what do you have to say?
So personally for me, since I don't drive, I take the bus to school most often. Basically, it's not, I feel the bus takes too long to get to school, takes too much stops, and I'd rather just take the car because I don't have to stop anywhere for waiting to come on the bus, load off. It's just more efficient to get to school by driving or any other place by driving because the bus takes too much stops and it takes time, especially with the York University strike right now. I have to walk instead of actually getting stopped at the school, so it takes even more time for me to get to school now by taking the bus than before.
So, just heading back to Cam, I think he has a point.
Yes, thank you. What I said earlier about how the car beat the TTC two out of three times. Okay, so what I want to say about that is, I think, and like I said earlier, yes, I do like driving better than taking public transit, but I do believe that it depends on which time you take public transit compared to a car. Like, yeah, the two other team, I was the one who was driving the team that lost, but yeah, the two other teams, their car beat the TTC, but that's because there's an area with not a lot of traffic at that time and whatever. And me and my partner, when we are driving right into downtown at about 4:30, 4:45, prime rush hour, right? And obviously the TTC is gonna beat that no matter what, especially if it's a subway. So yeah, it just depends on what time it is and where you are.
Perfect. So I guess as a summary, we could say that there's pros and cons to both forms of transportation. Absolutely. Well, thank you guys very much for today's podcast. Once again, I'm Tristan.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Maria.
I'm Navitha.
And I'm Cam. Thank you guys for joining. We'll see you next time.